Good morning and welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, joined by Lee Cantor, who's making me very nervous today with
the
sound.
I'm nervous too. I don't know what's going on.
You know, Adam, our sound guy's not here today. So, Lee, you're multitasking. You're a guy. You can do it, right?
No, I can't. That's why I can only single task, barely.
That must be a male trait.
So I don't know. What, this is a special theme show.
But before we get into that, you're about you're about ready to multitask. You're talking and you're going to be drinking
coffee. And I'm going to listen and hopefully ask semi-intelligent questions.
I'm sure you will. So we have Taste of Dunwoody coming up February 1st. If you haven't bought your ticket, you want to get it.
I'm in.
All right.
www.chowa.org. Is it sold out? It sells out every year, right?
It sells out every year. It's about sold out. I don't know. I got the ticket postings on Friday. So, yeah, it's selling out.
Where do you get tickets?
www.chowa.org/TOD. We've got a great show lined up today. All of you listeners that are planning a new home remodel, we've got some experts with us today to shed a little bit of light on how to make your home improvement project or your renovation a little bit smoother. First up this morning, we have Kelly Riedinger. And Kelly, I understand you have a wealth of knowledge and a very big background in home inspection, and I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about your business and what makes you unique.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. KR Associates is a company that I started to help folks through the remodeling process. I come in at the beginning. A lot of times people are concerned when they do their remodeling, when they add to their home, is it going to add value to their home? Many people mistakenly believe that just throwing dollars into the home will add value. What I am trying to do is let them know beforehand what changes they can make to their home that will bring them the most value.
So what are some of those areas right now? I mean, if I'm looking to add a screen in porch or a kitchen, what are some of the areas that add a lot to the value?
Always adding square footage to the house. If you have an addition, for instance, if you want to add a porch, a sunroom, something like that, if you put heat and air in there, it's going to add to your square footage, whereas if you don't, it's just an enclosed porch. Kitchen and bath remodels are very hot, especially in the areas of Atlanta that are very popular right now, Morningside, Virginia Highlands, the older bungalows. They need some upgrading. They need some modernizations, and that can bring tremendous increases in value.
So what kind of process do you walk someone through when they're looking to remodel?
Usually people call me when they want to start remodeling. A lot of times they'll have several different projects they're considering at once, and they don't have enough money for them all, and they want to know what they should do. Mm-hmm. So I guide them. I by no means come in and tell people this is what you should do, this is what you shouldn't. I sort of walk them through and give them things to think about. If they want to add a garage, if they want to add a second story to the house, I don't come in with costs. That is the contractor's job, and I would not step on their toes. But I do give them advice as to what their money is going to bring them in return.
Right. So your background as an appraiser kind of can help them know what they can get, kind of the biggest bang for their buck.
Right.
Specific to that neighborhood, because, you know, going up may be logical in one neighborhood, but it may not be logical in a different neighborhood.
In another, because neighborhoods are very different. I've been appraising in Atlanta for 12 years, and I've seen a lot of changes, rural to urban properties. And it depends. What you do to a house in Suwanee may be, or what I would advise you to do to a house in Suwanee that's maybe 5 years old, would be very different from an 80-year-old bungalow in Morningside.
Sure. Wow.
Or a condo.
That sounds like a great first step for someone looking to remodel. What is the best way for someone to contact you?
The best way for them to contact me would be to Google me, Kelly Riedinger. You can email me at Kelly Riedinger, and I'll spell that for you. It's KellyRiedinger at BellSouth.net.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
You mentioned kitchens and baths, and we are fortunate enough this morning to have Ed, who's the president of Advanced Kitchens, on the Atlanta Business Radio Show. Welcome, Ed.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about Advanced Kitchens and some of the products and some of the services that you offer.
Okay. We've been in business since 1995 in the Atlanta area. We sell various lines of cabinetry, introductory levels and through customization, and we sell it to builders, remodelers, and also retailers alike. We do kitchens and baths. They're our focus. We also do additions, decks, basements, and basically complete home renovation. We have 11 employees, four of which are interior designers and kitchen designers. We have three project managers. We have a back office staff. We have outside salespeople. So we're basically a one-stop shop where if you want someone to address your entire need, you would come to a company like ours.
Okay. And so when you talk about the turnkey solution, what are some of the other elements involved with that? Is there education or seminars?
There are. We have people that are certified in various segments of like lead carpenters, project management, kitchen design. Basically, you want to look for a company like ours that is certified or a member of NARI, or which is the National Association of Remodelers. They're held to a different level of standards than, say, someone that is not associated.
What are some of the misconceptions that a person who's never done any renovating before comes in? You know, what are common questions you get asked?
Basically, the biggest misconception is that it's very affordable. When you're doing a remodel of this magnitude, it has a considerable cost, and you have to be prepared to make a lot of different choices. And sometimes what we see on TV doesn't correlate to the real life.
Oh, so TV has that negatively impacted you? With all these shows, I would think it would positively impact you.
It's a positive impact in the sense that it shows people what can be done. But it also shows them, if they were skilled, what it would take to do it. When you come to a company like ours, many times they're overwhelmed with all of the choices that need to be assessed and made, and what the true costs are. When you carry insurance and overhead and you have all these people that support them in attaining their completion,
right,
there's a cost involved that they don't see.
What about a time? Like, I would figure that people think it takes much less time than it really takes.
A typical kitchen renovation, if you gut the kitchen and start new, you're looking at 4 to 6 weeks, depending on scope and magnitude.
Mm-hmm.
A bathroom, a minor bathroom can be done in about 3 weeks. A master bath can take as many as 6 to 8 weeks.
And then how does that impact the family?
Significant. If that be the only bathroom, like in a bungalow, you're running down to the gas station.
You know, one thing I did find interesting about your website is there's a tool on there that talks to people about what are some makeshift ways to configure a kitchen in your home and, creative ways of having a mini bar or a sink, and I thought that was really interesting. Can you enlighten us a little bit on how you came up with that or where you educate your customers?
Well, most of what you see today has been an evolution from the beginning. What the customers weren't aware of and what we showed them, and then we thought of ways that we could make it more available to them. They can do their own design. We advise them to cut out pictures of things that they like and try to incorporate it, and it just gives them a hands-on process.
Excellent. So your team of professionals, how have they been with you a long time? Can you tell us a little bit more about that? Where are you located?
We are located at 2986 Johnson Ferry Road in Marietta. We've been there for 6 years. Two of my project managers have been with me for 6 years. My wife's been with me longer. She's a long-timer. My daughter works there, and we also have other employees that have been there anywhere from 3 months to 3 years.
And then you have a showroom where people can come and actually see things, or is that how it's done?
Yes. 2,200-square-foot showroom that shows the various cabinet designs and kitchen vignettes. Some are larger than others. They can see appliances, sinks, and tile displays, etc.
Interesting. Well, thank you so much for being with us today. How can people contact you?
Well, the best way would be going through the website, which is www.advancedkitchens.com, or calling us directly, 770-587-5722.
Excellent. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, Lee, there's only one thing that excites me more than Kenny Rogers.
Kitchen?
Cooking. And when you talk about the kitchens, there's one key component that really plays a big part in the kitchen, and that's the appliances. And we're fortunate today to have the sales manager from Hadco in Atlanta, Carl Cohen, with us. Good morning, Carl.
Good morning, Amy. How you doing today?
I'm doing great, and I'm so excited for you to tell us what's new in the kitchen appliance market.
Well, you know, I'm listening to everybody here, and remodeling is very big. Obviously, some people can't compete with new homes out there, or maybe don't feel like they're in a position. So I think a key component of a home is the kitchen. When that's the heart of the family, and that's where everybody congregates. So what we do is we have we do not have just high-end appliances. We call them high-value appliances. And so somebody may be in a home and they really want to get a new one. Why don't you remodel now and get the appliances that you want, that you can enjoy, but also will help you market your home when the market comes real strong again. We handle products like Viking. We handle Asco. We handle Five Star, Zephyr Hoods. We handle an array of under-the-counter equipment from Uline. You're talking about under-bar units. We own about 58% of the market with that, and then we also have Scotsman. But our main thing is we feel the kitchen is very, very important, and if you're selling a home or buying a home, the first thing you do is go in the kitchen or you go in the master suite in the bathroom. So we try to give you some products. Viking, branding-wise, as far as value, they've done a study, and nationwide, the top realtors in the country in the five major markets said that they would increase the value of the home by 4%. It'll also help sell your home quicker. And so that's very, very important. But at the same time, why don't you have state-of-the-art equipment in there? Viking, if you went on the Food Network, that's all you would see, all the chefs using Viking. So why can't you use Viking as well?
What makes Viking better than, you know, a less valued brand?
Well, I think there's a product for everybody. And the products that we have over 13,000 SKUs, so we can hit anybody at different price points within the line. But we're interested in performance in cooking, performance in cleanup out there. And, of course, you were talking about new innovations, Amy. You know, green is very big these days, so induction cooking is very big. We're 95% efficient on cooking.
What's induction cooking for those who don't know?
It's exciting.
Amy was there, and, you know, most of our professional chefs use gas, instant on, instant off. They have control. Well, induction, unlike an irregular electric cooktop, it induces a magnetic field in the pot. And the only thing we're heating is the pot. So we're 50% faster than gas. When 95% efficient, you're basically not cooking over a hot stove anymore. You don't have to beef up your ventilation process at all. So it is unbelievable. You can cook through paper. And we're getting older, too. Some of the market out there is getting a little gray, and we have part-timer's disease. We remember things part-time. So if your pot started to boil dry, it'll automatically shut off. You remove your pot, it'll also shut off as well. But as far as efficiency goes, it's probably the most efficient. And 80% of your cooking is done on top of a surface unit or the top of a range. So things like this. So we also have ovens that are steam ovens. We want healthy cooking. So we'll do our steam oven, so I can do vegetables in there. I also can defrost in there. But if I wanted to do ribs, say, instead of parboiling them or doing the way you want to do it, you take it through steam and take it right to convection, and you're done. But it's very efficient, and we also have high-speed ovens. We're a very busy society, so I can do a 5-pound chicken in less than 30 minutes, or I can do a cake in about less than 12 minutes.
So it, like, preheats, everything gets to the right temperature, you know, fairly instantly?
Yeah, hardly any preheat, because the cavity's a little smaller, so we don't have to go through a big preheat. Mm-hmm. And the high-speed oven is really, it's almost like a hot air oven. And it's very, very powerful, but the results is very, very good. And then what we do at Hadco, we've got all these nice products, and most people don't read instructions, so we invite you to come over to have a care and use school. We have cooking classes. We ask you before you go to our wholesalers, because we don't sell the product except through wholesale distribution, is to come to one of our showrooms, the one in Suwannee, which is about 10,000 square foot showroom. They're both state of the art, and the one on Mansell Road is about 450 square feet. But you can test drive your equipment before you buy. We need you to pick the products that best fit your lifestyle. Right. We don't want you to have remorse. We want you to celebrate that you can't wait to get the best equipment available.
I can't wait. And I went to the Hadco kitchen.
So you're getting that one with the magnet?
I'm not getting the induction. I'm getting the gas. But Carl was very helpful in helping me make that decision. And I cooked on the Five Star. I cooked on the Viking side by side. And, you know, it's a great way to be able to make an informed decision. Carl, you've been in this business a very long time. How many years?
Oh, just about 30.
Wow.
I started with the first raindrop.
Unbelievable. What are the biggest changes you've seen in the market?
Well, we are seeing the biggest market player for us is the empty nester, and of course, baby boomer getting older, but that's the largest market. So we're seeing everybody going there, and we're seeing that they're building big homes, but a lot of them are sizing down and building jewel boxes. Mm-hmm. They don't want maintenance.
They want a smaller home, but just tricked out with all the
latest
stuff.
They want everything in there, and they say, well, my kids are gone. I've paid my dues. I went through college.
Time for me now.
So I think they want the reward, and so they're interested in high-value products. So we see that that's the strongest market in the country right now.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, Carl, how can people reach you if they want to learn more about these incredible products?
Because you don't sell them directly to the consumer, right?
Right. We're just in the missionary business.
Spreading the word,
spreading the gospel out. We have wholesalers all over our 20-state area. We're distributor in 20 states. We're probably one of the largest in the country. But you can go on our website at www.hadco.net, and you'll see our website. You can also go on our Viking website and our ASCO website, and it'll take you into another world. But that's the best way you can do it. And then we will tell us where you live, and we'll give you the names of different wholesalers that you can go to.
But you encourage them to go to some sort of a showroom to actually touch the stuff and use the stuff so they can see what's the best
way
for them.
We really recommend you come to our showroom first because we're not selling anything.
Right.
People don't like the atmosphere of people trying to sell them things, and most people will sell them things that they don't need. You ever get something home, you say, what did I buy this for?
Right.
We don't want that. So we want you to come and test drive it. We have chefs on staff at all times in our showrooms. We have Jill Burnett that's at our Mansell showroom, and Adam May that's at our other showroom in Suwanee. So they'll even throw a filet. You know, we show you how you can use our broilers and cook 8 filets in 3.5 minutes on each side.
That's a good place for lunch, too.
It is a great – Amy's been there for lunch.
I've been there a few times, yes.
But, I think – seeing is believing, and tasting is a whole lot better.
Well, thank you so much for being with us this morning, Carl. You have so much knowledge to share and a lot of exciting products. You know, you talked a little bit about going green, and our next guest this morning does specialize in green products along with making your home feng shui. Johnny Van, welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show.
Thank you for having me.
So your concept is Graceful Lifestyles Consultant. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Basically, that embodies what I think a big majority of the population is about right now, and that is living on purpose. And what your last guest talked about as far as people living in jewel boxes, and people are really conscious now of every phase of their life, about being comfortable, about being healthy, and being spiritually aware. So as a Graceful Lifestyles Consultant, I'm involved in all of those aspects of someone's life.
As it relates to the home, primarily?
As it relates to the home.
So what would be a way that somebody would engage you? Like, what would you do for them, like, first off?
It really depends. I mean, I have clients that use me just to help accessorize their home. I have clients that have used me for full kitchen remodels. I've got a lot of experience in remodeling, renovating myself.
Excellent. So when you look at someone's lifestyle, you see how they use their home or like the areas of their home that they spend the most time in?
I do. And I guess one of my biggest gifts is I'm a really good listener, and I listen to the words that they use. And you can ask my clients, if they don't use the what I call the L word, love, then we can't go there. It's like, you know, if we're looking at different products or ideas or colors and they're not moving into I love it, then we move on.
Very interesting. So how can someone engage you to learn more about your services and about the Graceful Lifestyles?
As far as how do they reach me?
Yes.
You have a blog now, right?
I do have a blog.
How do you like that, blogging?
It's interesting. I'm actually actively working on getting a full-blown web page going right now.
But you have a lot of pictures. It gives a person a good idea to just see where they start and then what you do for them.
Right. I have a lot of before and after pictures, and, of course, there's a picture of me in there. And there's also another blog about my world travel. So, you know, a lot of people actually connect with me on that level.
Right.
So my website is www.johnnivann.com. And my telephone number is 404-771-6951.
Excellent. And can you shed a little bit of light on the Going Green? How do you help someone making their home more green?
Well, there are a lot of products on the market now, from bamboo to just more natural products. But one of the fastest ways we work with people is they go and they find the most beautiful sofa in the world, or they pick out carpet, and those really aren't available green. There is a way that you can ask the people that you buy that from to do what we call outgassing, which means they actually let the products breathe. They take the plastic off and let them breathe and get most of the toxins out before they actually come in the house. Or if they can't do that, when they come in the house, then just take a 3-day vacation and leave your windows cracked, you know.
Oh, and just let it air out?
Mm-hmm. Basically, because most of the toxicity will actually leave, but you don't want to be in the room when that happens.
Right.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for being with us this morning. Very interesting business. You talked a little bit about making your home wonderful and, you know, loving something. And our next guests, both Yuri and Rex from Paramount Custom Furniture, I will tell you there is not a piece of theirs I've seen that I have not loved. And I mean that. Welcome to the Atlanta Business Radio Show, Yuri and Rex.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks a lot.
Tell us a little bit about Paramount Custom Furniture.
Well, Paramount features the Turnberry James line of cabinetry and furniture. And what we specialize in is our high-end custom cabinetry and furniture reproductions.
Interesting. So do you have a factory or a warehouse locally in the Atlanta area?
We do have a factory. It's in Canton. It's at 117 Gateway Drive.
And what happens in there?
Magic.
It's huge. First of all, how big is it? It is huge.
Rex.
It's 8,000 square feet.
And it is 8,000 square feet of the coolest craftsmen and furniture making. I mean, I look at a piece of furniture and I don't really think about how it's made. And when you see these carvers and the crafters and people like Rex actually working on the furniture, it's pretty amazing. So, Rex, you're a designer, correct?
I do the design work a lot of times. We do work with decorators and designers also, and builders. But a lot of times they ask for me to do my thing, as they say, and let us come in and
so it, is it
dream.
Can somebody come to you with like a sketch on a napkin and then you can
absolutely pictures? We do a lot of reproduction work. One of the things that we work very hard on is giving the client their dream, and the way we can collect that dream is to see what they're trying to envision in their minds. And if we can do that through a napkin, you know, drawing on right. a napkin and those kind of things, to give us a conceptual of what they're wanting to achieve.
Typically they bring you magazines?
We'll get a lot of pictures. We'll get a few stick figures and sketches and those kind of things. But then at some point they usually say, we want, Turnberry James, we want your look. We want, you know, the special things that we've seen in other houses
right.
and what other clients have talked about. So it's...
So that's the fun part, right?
That's the fun part, absolutely. We've got all of my workers. I've had no turnover. All of my workers have been with me since the beginning. We started 6 years ago in Atlanta. Prior to that, we were in business down in Jacksonville for 10 years. So coming into the Atlanta market, things have changed dramatically. We now 70% of what we do ships out of state.
So people are finding you through the internet?
Yes, Yuri. That's where Yuri does a tremendous job, connecting us with New York, San Francisco, mm-hmm. Dallas, Texas,
so
Chicago.
So you use eBay a lot? Is that your primary?
We do use eBay. We have an eBay store, mm-hmm. and you'd be surprised at the level of builders and designers that search us out through eBay.
So do they find a specific – do you use it in order to kind of – get the conversation started, or is it something where that people go, okay, I want to buy that, and they really do buy that?
It's purely we call them fingers. They're just out there. People find a piece of furniture they're possibly interested in and then contact us about reproducing that piece and their proper
dimensions
or something similar, correct. Or they'll send us a napkin with a sketch on it.
Right. Well, like a lot of times when we do tables, how many times can you order a 101.5-inch long table to meet exact dimensions that you're trying to achieve in a dining room where you've got tight fittings and things? We start everything from scratch, so we carry very little inventory, if any at all.
So you just build as needed.
Is correct.
Mm-hmm. So do you have, like in your warehouse, is there a showroom where people can see objects, or is it done by like through pictures that they see things you've done previously?
We can take them. We've got some very strong client base in the Atlanta.
Or we just go to people's houses.
Yeah. Exactly. They get a tour, and I'm sure Amy will let everybody in her house when we're done over there.
I cannot wait. But you know, when you talk about things being custom made, my husband's tall. He's almost 6'5", and I can't wait to have a dining room table that he's going to be comfortable at, you know?
Yeah, but you're going to look like a miniature person.
Oh, that's okay. He's just never comfortable and can't sit up straight at a table. And what a neat thing that would be, you know, to have a custom-made table. Tell us about some of the projects you have going on right now. I noticed everything from headboards to mantles to kitchen cabinets. What's the full scope of things that you make?
We do everything from vanities up to panel studies. Currently, we have a project in Miami. We're doing a panel study. We've got two houses going on here in Atlanta. Just finished one in Texas, one in Northern California, one in Florida. We do everything from tables to sideboards.
So who installs it? The builder there in California?
That's correct.
You just send the pieces?
There's some client base that, you know, we feel more comfortable going up there, like up in Princeton, New Jersey. We did a renovation across from the university over there. And by the time Yuri got done talking with the builder and his comfort level, Yuri and I ended up going out there.
I think it'd be better if we do this.
Made sure that the install went well, because it was almost a 50 linear foot kitchen with you could almost land a airplane on the island. It was, I think, 15 feet long by 5 feet wide.
It was huge.
It was huge. So we took that. It took us 4 days.
But that's the exception, right? You guys typically don't travel out of state.
That's correct. That's the exception. Although we are going to Miami.
Because it's Miami.
Because it's Miami.
Because it's, yeah, near South Beach.
Yeah, you have to do that.
I imagine that once somebody sees your product in their home, it kind of spreads. You know, mine went from kitchen cabinets to now I'm thinking, wow, I want a vanity, I want a table. I mean, how often does that happen?
All the time.
You count on that, right? That's
well, it is. And that's what, you know, we're very personable. You know, we deal directly with the client. We want to make sure that when we're done, they're extremely happy. I think what helps that is, for example, in our kitchens, all of our kitchen pieces look like furniture pieces. So when they start to see the dream come true, they want to translate that into other areas of their house.
So it spreads room to room.
It does.
It's like kitchen. A virus.
According to the husband, yeah.
Right.
A good one, a virus. Wow. So what's the best way for somebody to contact you or look at these incredible pieces?
Best way to contact us is through the web at www.pcfatl.com or by phone at 770-633-0538, and then we can invite you to come up to the factory.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, Lee,
I know you're all excited.
I'm very excited. Again, you know,
I can't wait till this tour of celebrity homes in your house, then we can see all the stuff when it's done. When's it going to be done?
You know, it's probably.
Why are you guys here?
Well,
aren't you? Should we
be here? As a matter of fact,
we've got to go.
Yeah. When I left today, Amy, they were just starting to put the glazing on your cabinet work.
Excellent. Yeah, I mean, I'm about 2 weeks away from completion. Can you believe
two
that?
2 weeks?
It's
Can't
been
wait
quick.
To that big party.
No, I will have a big party. Reason to celebrate. Wonderful. Well, thank you all for being here this morning, and thanks for listening to the Atlanta Business Radio Show. I'm Amy Otto, and Lee, any final thoughts?
Just great show. Good information.
Excellent. Have a wonderful day.